Ladies, gentlemen, the otherwise fabulous, welcome. As stated, we're going to be talking about a packet's journey through PF, so yes, yet another firewall. We're FreeBSD, we get that a lot, the yes, another firewall. Very briefly, who am I? I'm Christoph. You can get me on kp@freebsd.org. I've been maintaining PF in FreeBSD since 2015, and yes, I do feel old when I say this. Started out 10 years ago looking at PF. It doesn't really handle IPv6 fragments particularly well. I bet I could fix that. Those of you who have experience with open source projects are groaning right now because you can never, ever escape this again. So as I said, I've been doing that since 2015. Since 2021, and that's why I brought the hat, I've been contracting for Netgate, and I've been maintaining PF in PF sense since then, so thank you very much, Netgate, because I do like food. Very briefly, this talk is based on FreeBSD main as of about today. There's been a little bit of refactoring work that has been stolen, I mean imported from OpenBSD. They still have theirs, it's fine. This talk is also inspired by, there we go, I've avoided the S word, by a talk called A Packet's Journey Through the OpenBSD Network Stack by Alexander Bloom. It's quite a good talk. It's on YouTube. It was presented at EuroBSD in Dublin in September. Here are the slides. I would recommend it, especially because this talk is sort of a spiritual successor. Alexander talked about the network stack at large. I'm going to talk about the firewall, but you kind of have to... Yeah, but I don't want to be on the camera. Anyway, nobody wants to see that. So Alexander talked about the network stack at large. You kind of have to understand how the network stack works to understand how the firewall fits into it. Unfortunately, I ran into trouble compressing a 50-minute talk into an introduction to a 25-minute talk. So there we go. These are the essence. Everybody's seen this. Everybody's understood this. Moving on. The main things to keep in mind here is this is a very simplified version of how stuff works. But essentially, packets arrive on the hardware. The device driver does things to speak to the hardware, delivers Ethernet packets into the Ether input function. Yes, I have assumed that all